You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom, with your host, Dr. Janet Smith-Warfield. Dr. Janet explores the meanings of our challenging and ecstatic life experiences, clarifies the meanings of words we use, opens up our minds to more freedom and choice, and offers insights into our everyday lives. Please welcome the host of Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom, Dr. Janet Smith-Warfield.
Welcome to Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom. I'm your hostess, Dr. Janet Smith-Warfield, with my guest today, Constance DeAngelis. And you are listening to us on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So Constance is a fascinating woman who has had her fingers in many, many different activities throughout her life. She is, like me, a fellow attorney. She, unlike me, played women's professional football between 1970 and 1973 for the Toledo Troopers. Like me, she is an author. Unlike me, she is a producer of continuing legal education accredited courses, and she wrote a book called The Seven Laws of Inner Peace. So welcome, Constance. I'm delighted to have you on the show.
Well, Dr. Janet, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here. What a pleasure.
Let's talk a little bit about your life path, because it's such an interesting life path. How in the world did you ever get started playing professional football?
That's so funny. We only have an hour, Dr. Janet. Anyway,
do the best you can.
I will. Well, I had always been an athlete, and I kind of grew up in an era where, and in a family and in a parochial system in Toledo, Ohio, and in an era where punishment, corporal and otherwise, were the norm, and where shame and ridicule and that type of thing was the key to control. So I grew up believing that I was incompetent in a sense. And I was even told I wasn't very smart, so I should work in a factory because I had good manual dexterity. Well, when I went out to play sports, even though I'm really a very small stature, I found that I had a lot of ability and I could focus. And when I began to focus, then I could have things happen. And I became an athlete, even at a time when there were very few women athletes that, you know, were I guess around, but at least I had that opportunity. So that helped a lot. And at the time that the women's professional football team was formed, I actually read about it in the Toledo Blade, and it was some promoter out of Cleveland. And I said, I got to give this a shot. And so a friend of mine and I went out and we went to practice, and I had more fun than I can tell you. And before we knew it, we were out playing football. It was hard to find cleats. I had small feet. So we had to buy boys cleats for the field. It was quite hilarious, actually.
Very interesting. And I hear you mentioning three F's here: football, focus, and fun. Let's talk about the focus and fun, which ended up supporting your ability to play professional football as a woman back in the 1970s. It seems to me that focus and fun, or maybe another F word. Let's be careful here. Let's see. a fascination would be another really good F word to use. It seems to me that they are all part of a spiritual path. At least they have been for me. And I, of course, I hear you mention focus and fun. So, and of course, this is the positive side, I think, of a spiritual path. There are also some really scary and hard sides of a spiritual path. But for the moment, let's just talk a little bit more, if you would, about the fascination. I'm sure you were fascinated with football, and you were able to focus on getting the ball, I assume, where it needed to be and running where you needed to be. And it was also just fun for you to do it. It sounds as if it was a challenge. Do you have anything more you can add there?
Oh, it was, Dr. Janet, talk about fascination. Being an athlete as a child, and again, we're talking affirmative action time. We're talking, you know, when the laws were just beginning to be passed where women were going to be recognized. The Title IX had not even passed. That didn't even come into play, but it was being debated. So, you know, a civil rights situation was going on. So that's kind of what the atmosphere was like. And I was a fan of the Miami Dolphins and the Cleveland Browns. And so I would watch football, and I thought it was absolutely phenomenal. You know, I just had the best time. But obviously, you know, girls didn't do that. When the opportunity came up, talk about fascination, then I could focus the energies that I had kind of cultivated without even realizing it. You know, I had used it to avoid the negative parts of growing up, the difficulties and all of that, and had really enjoyed it and became quite adept at being a decent athlete. And so I could move very quickly, and I loved calisthenics, and I could do all this stuff. So we had to do a lot of running and all of that kind of thing. You know, in our practices, and they were arduous, let me tell you. Some of the girls were just, oh my gosh, you know, they were not, you know, this was not fun for them. We had to work hard. There was no doubt about it. For me, it was fun because, you know, I'd been doing sit-ups and push-ups and running as fast as I could around the block. And, you know, even, like I said, finding shoes, I think Nikes were the first ones I found that had, I don't know, it was Nikes or Adidas, that I could actually, and they had to be children's because I had small feet, you know, to be able to do these kind of things. So now I got to push a sled with heaviness on it so that I became really strong. And that was exciting for me because how often does a girl have a chance to do that? She's supposed to be cute and pretty and all that other kind of stuff. And, you know, that's fine. But I preferred climbing trees. I was a tomboy. I loved it. So that was what made it fun. What's cool about the focus part is that when one is playing any sport, okay, and I ended up being a starting middle linebacker, and I'm little, and I had to focus, and when I focused, I got through that line so quickly that by the time the ball was snapped.
Wow.
It was cool.
You are listening to Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom with my guest, Constance DeAngelis. This is Dr. Janet Smith-Warfield on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Perbula, go to BonnieGPerbula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
Welcome back to Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom. I'm your host, Dr. Janet Smith-Warfield, with my guest, Constance DeAngelis. And you're listening to us on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Constance, before the break, you made a couple comments about the context, the culture in which you grew up. And what I heard you say was it was a very strict Catholic, parochial, almost abusive upbringing. And one thing that I'm wondering is, did that contribute at all? That hard, hard school context where you were more or less shamed and made to feel inadequate. Did that contribute at all to do you think to your drive to do professional football, to be really good, to focus?
You know, that Dr. Janet, that is actually an extremely good question. I have cogitated on that question probably all of my life, because at the time it was occurring, and probably up until till I got out of the house and started making my own way, it was more of a negative effect. I mean, pretty horrible things were going on. They weren't good. There was no hope. It was pretty depressing. And had a lot of physical response. I mean, I was nervous, all of those kinds of weird things. But then there was a point, and I think that the sports and the focus that came where I saw the difference, I felt the difference as to when I was climbing a tree and being, you know, physically, emotionally, and mentally focused on what I was set out to accomplish, whatever that was, that made the difference. And that's the drive that I ended up using for the professional football, as well as getting enrolled in college when I was told I wasn't going to do well and it would be a waste of everything. all kinds of things. And I just buckled down and said, I'm focusing and I'm going to do this and that's that. And then, oh my goodness, the kind of things that happened. So yes, in a way it did. And I think, you know, well, there's going to be a film documentary on the Toledo Troopers, so I would suggest anyone who might be interested, it would be kind of fun to see it. It should be out. I was just in Toledo after 40 years or something. Anyway, it'll be very, very interesting because of the drive so many of the women had at that time, and all were different. You know, it's really an incredible experience. But then when I started writing, and I was told I was no good, I never took, you know, I mean, in English and everything. I mean, it's really interesting for a child to experience being told he or she is worthless, and then ultimately to kind of pull oneself up by her bootstraps, in a sense, and say, I'm going to work at this and I'm going to do well. You know, and that's where the focus comes in. So now I'm working with mindfulness. And because that mindfulness is focus.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about mindfulness. And just what does that word mean to you?
Well, it has varied meanings, I will have to say. The word mindful can be used in almost many contexts where you're just paying attention. For example, I drove from Colorado to North Carolina. I'm in North Carolina right at the moment. There was one full day of rain from Arkansas to Smoky Mountains in North Carolina. It didn't let up except maybe a little bit in volume. Windshield wipers all day long, car, you know, driving in that thing, had in that kind of tiring kind of situation. And I drove for about 10 hours. And had I not been able to focus on what I was doing only, okay? I mean, only. And that was on driving for that period of time. There's no way it could have happened. That's how mindfulness can be used in a practical. Now that takes some energy and some effort. Okay. And I had a German Shepherd dog with me who had never traveled that far. So that was fascinating. The other way that mindfulness can be used is to really go into the core of self, the I'll call it divine inspiration, because that's where the spiritual part of it starts happening. Then one is looking at a minimum biofeedback that would say drop blood pressure, drop galvanic skin response issues, drop heart rate. That's how one can test it. But the other thing that happens is the quieting within can allow inspiration and information, which I call downloads, to come in and with clarity. So, you know, those are two different ways of using it. So once one is allowing the comfort of being, in a sense, you start with focus, you can do testing much more easily. You can read things and have them, you know, you really get it. You don't have to read it three or four times. You can write. You can drive in difficult situations. But then you can take it further. And then you can start using it to set your affirmative intentions and therefore shift whatever you want in your life. That's why I like it.
And shifting intentions or perhaps choosing your intentions,
yes,
is something that I find is really vital. What do I intend in this given situation with these people in this environment? What is my intention and how am I going to choose to position myself? And we're at the end of another segment. So join us when we come back with my guest, Constance DeAngelis. This is Dr. Janet Smith-Warfield. You're listening on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio to Dancing with Words. Dancing with Wisdom.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
We're back to Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom. My guest is Constance DeAngelis, Dr. Constance DeAngelis, an attorney, an author, a former professional football player. This is we're Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I am your hostess, Dr. Janet Smith-Warfield. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about intention, and intention really as it's related to focus and being able to get done exactly what you want to get done, or at least, oh, this ties in too with that spiritual center and allowing oneself to be open enough to receive support from places where we would never figure out that support would be available. So, and for me, there's a real difference between setting an intention and setting a goal. Setting a goal is a very left brain type of function, sort of a straight line. This is where I am, that's where I want to go, and these are the steps I have to take to get there. Setting an intention to me seems to be a much broader focus and allowing support to come in almost miraculous ways that my left brain never could have figured out. Do you have anything you want to add to that at all, Constance?
Well, I think, yes. I mean, your point is very well taken. And when one is working with affirming something that is important that one may want to accomplish, and I'm talking now in a way of saying, let's look at what's going on within, well, let's just take this whole idea of inner peace, all right? The quietness of being comfortable with oneself. How many times do we actually just rely on external stimulation, for example? How many people can really sit quietly, breathe, and allow the quietness of an awareness of the physical body. Can you feel how your lungs are breathing? Can one feel the heart beating? Can one notice the operation of the intestines and the colon and how it's moving? Can one feel what's going on in the neurology? Can you notice that all these thoughts are going up and down and up and down, and this thought from here and this thought from there? And instead of latching onto that thought, you just watch it go by and go, oh, I'm having a thought. And can we do that? Because it takes some skill. We get caught up. And then what happens is, if something that you don't want happens, okay? I'm not going to say it's negative, but it's just, oh, boy, this is rotten. I wish that wouldn't happen. One takes responsibility for it, but yet doesn't find fault with the self. In other words, you take that as a way of making a choice of saying, aha, I can maybe make a change there. I can shift something within my own mind. Then we drop into that quietness again and have great love and respect for the self. I'm not talking selfishness. I'm not talking ego. I'm talking feeling that higher power. It's an incredible power. So yes, I believe it's critical. And we get out of being followers. We don't just, you know, be like a little, I call them lemmings, you know, the old lemming story where the lemming goes off the cliff, you know. You just follow along with the crowd, you know, and before you know it, you're in trouble and you do what people tell you to do and you give in to fear. There's a lot of fear and separation and conflict going on right now within our society. So focusing on that is not that, okay, the opposite of that. What do we want to feel inside? And then honor the self. We're using both sides of the brain there because our logic can come up with a plan, okay? But our intuitive self can come up with a feeling, and we can allow them to come together. And when we do that, then all that external conflict that might be actually created by others in order to get us off balance just goes out the window. You say, forget this noise. I ain't going there. I'm in charge of me.
And I think that is such an important point. I am in charge of me in each and every moment. I am in choice, and it goes together with the mindfulness, I think, because the mindfulness is an observation, as you say, of both my internal state, which to me is not only my body, but it's also my emotions. How am I feeling? You know, how am I reacting to what's going on? What thoughts are going through my head? What kind of people am I with? If I observe other people, not to believe the truth of their words, but just to notice their effect on my own body and emotions, that's really valuable information. And then I can ask myself, well, do I want to sit here and be abused by another person? No, I don't think so. So how can I protect myself against that kind of desecrating conduct on the part of another person without judgment? It's more a discernment, a noticing. It's not making somebody else wrong because they are what they are for whatever their own reasons are, but it is not my issue, and I don't need to get sucked into another person's chaos unless I want to. And most of the time, I don't want to. I want to hold my own center and my own balance. So, yeah, I think there's there are a lot of places we could go with this, but right now we are going to have to end this part of the conversation. I'm Dr. Janet Smith-Warfield. My guest is Constance DeAngelis. You're listening to Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on BBM Global Network.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History in the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
Baby boomers face many challenges, and sometimes you have to reinvent yourself in order to stay on top. Sharon Ball, nurse practitioner and Christian life and wellness coach, can help. Sharon has written a book called Reinventing Yourself Today, and it can help you through the pangs of changing the course of your life. Whether you are looking to stay on track with new goals, a sensible program to help you shed unwanted pounds, or a full kick-butt life reinvention, Sharon can work with you. Follow your passions and live each day according to your dreams, and free yourself from the expectations of others. Sharon comes from the heart and shares her own personal journey to reinvention with her clients. Other self-help books inspired her, but few gave her the steps to improve her life, so she created a plan that works. Stress no more. Let Sharon Ball open the door. Sign up for a complimentary life reinvention consultation today at tinyurl.com/get-started-for-free for more of what life has in store.
Welcome back to Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom with my guest, Constance DeAngelis. This is Dr. Janet Smith-Warfield. You're listening on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So, Constance, before the break, I was talking a little bit about the difference between discernment and judgment, which, yeah, are two different processes, and the focus is different. It seems to me the discernment is sort of a passive observation, whereas focus is often shifts into judgment and self-righteousness and making somebody else wrong. You have any comments about that? Anything you want to add to that discussion?
Yeah, I do, and thank you for bringing it up because it's extremely important. When we are in discernment or taking charge, or I call it actually, and it comes up in the Seven Laws work as law number four, the law of alignment. When we're in alignment, we're following our path of integrity. Or, you know, if you, our path of essence, our soul's path, the thing that's within us. Now, we get there as human beings by using, again, as I've said before, both sides of the brain. We use our intellectual side, our left brain, and then we go ahead and we allow ourselves to feel what we're feeling. That's how we intuit or pick up what's going on, say, with another person who's manipulating us. Or with some propaganda we're hearing, and we're falling in line with that propaganda. Well, how does that feel within? Logically, we can go with it, and then we got judgment. You see what happens? But
yes.
If we are also feeling, well, what does that feel like to me? And we know how to sense our feelings, then we can combine the two of them and go, wait a minute here. If I do this kind of behavior, I'm really distracted. If I'm angry, if I'm hostile, if I'm shaming, if I'm frustrated, if I'm guilty, if I'm doubting, if I'm you know, all of those things, or I'm experiencing that, okay? I'm either doing it or I'm experiencing it from other sources. If I'm there, I'm distracted from my own integrity. I'm out of there. I'm not making my own choice. I'm not being discerning. So it's if we're judging another, we've taken our power and put it over into somebody else. Bring it in. Keep it in. Know when you are doing this. Now, do we all have this happen occasionally? You bet. Of course we do. But when we recognize it, we know we've got the power to go back into our own integrity and make our own decisions, think for ourselves, and we're whole, we're complete. And again, I believe it's a spiritual kind of thing where we're divinely inspired.
And we are connected then to, it seems to me, a power greater than ourselves, which cannot be defined or articulated or conceptualized, because to define means to limit. And this power is not limited, but we can choose to allow it to flow through us and direct our own thoughts, our own emotions, our own conduct, and how we want to position ourselves in the world to co-create the things that really matter to each and every one of us. I'd like to go back to something that we were talking about at the beginning of this show. You had mentioned that you grew up in a period, as I did, of affirmative action was just beginning to be on the table, become transparent, civil rights. But there was also this, I mean, we were probably both conditioned to some extent into girls don't do that, or more specifically, girls don't play professional football. Girls don't climb trees. Girls wear pretty little dresses, paint their fingernails, wear jewelry, smile, and God forbid that they should think for themselves. No, they ought to be taking instruction either from their father, whose surname they bear, or from their husband, whose surname they have taken, which is a whole patriarchal structure. So let's talk a little more. And you and I have both violated that rule of girls don't do that just by becoming attorneys, for example. But it's a challenge, it seems to me, a cultural challenge that is imposed on women that men don't need to struggle with. So it's kind of an extra burden or an extra challenge or an extra overcoming for a woman to step fully into her own personal power. Comments on that? We've got about 2 minutes here.
Oh, okay. Well, that was very well done. Yeah, it is the kind of thing. And, it, you know, I see it all today. And, you know, like I was the first woman to be hired by a major Fortune 500 company. And the reason is I was in the right place at the right time. And they had to hire a woman. And they never hired women except in support roles where the women, and again, it's still going on today. We give away our personal power, however you want to define that, and we give it away and allow, and in our society, maybe less so than even in many of the other societies that we know about around the world, we let the man make the decision. And we're like programmed for that. I mean, I didn't like wearing dresses. I liked climbing trees. I loved playing football. I was a great scuba diver, a competitive swimmer. You know, I ran every day. You know, all kinds of things that girls didn't do. And it's important to recognize what's really within the person, okay, and get off of the societal stuff.
I'm going to have to interrupt you here, Constance. We're at the end of a segment. My guest is Constance DeAngelis. I'm Dr. Janet Smith-Warfield. You're listening to Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Intergenerational programming is uniting America due to the tireless efforts of Dr. Ramona Frischman. Retired from the Miami-Dade County Public School System, Dr. Frischman continues to develop intergenerational learning programs aimed to improve the lives of children, young adults, and seniors through unique strategies and public policy in order to establish a mutually supportive agenda. She views intergenerational programs as a resource for policymakers and the general public on economic, social, and personal initiatives that govern our society. Her work bridges the generational gap, providing many individuals the opportunity to explore areas of common ground and celebrate each other's diversity. Contact Ramona Frischman at ramonalong@aol.com or visit www.gu.org to learn more about intergenerational programming. Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's Fayeweather. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
You are listening to Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom with my wonderful guest, Constance DeAngelis. I'm Dr. Janet Smith-Warfield, and this is BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Constance, before the break, we were talking about girls don't do that and how girls are so culturally conditioned to be certain ways, and they're probably for 2,000 years have been culturally conditioned by men. I was fortunate because I was the daughter of two school teachers. So they always encouraged me to go out into the street and play baseball, to climb trees, to do whatever I wanted to do. And I was really comfortable with myself. And I was a good student, too, because I had all that support at home. But then I hit junior high school and high school. And my discernment or my observation was that the boys in my class didn't want to ask me out on dates. And it felt as if there must be something wrong with me. Why? I was so accomplished in so many ways. Why didn't they want to date me? Well, now I know it was probably because they were looking for sex, or maybe because they felt intimidated by me. And I often think, is this whole sexual drive in men a controlling factor on why women are expected to be certain ways and do certain things so that they are available as a sexual supply to men?
Wow, that's a lot in a few seconds. Actually, that whole subject of that whole sexual drive stuff, and I've noticed as I've gotten older, I'm single, and I've noticed as I've gotten older, I might be talking with a gentleman, and there still will be a focus on his end of having sex. And I look at that, and of course, you know, I get bored with it. It's like, you know, if we can't have like a really interesting conversation because I really want to have fun and that fun and fascination and that focus and talk about interesting things, experiences, adventure, you know, expanding one's intellect as well as consciousness. That's my objective, expanding my consciousness and then offering what I can to others who are interested in it too. When we have to go back to the animalistic, gee, we got to have sex, it's like, okay, well, that's nice. You know, I mean, my undergrad's biology. I studied animals. You know, I would like to transcend my animal nature to a certain degree. I think it's really interesting. But I think there are some other motives, you know, and they're ulterior motives. In other words, somebody wants something from us that they don't acknowledge. And it's this undercurrent, maybe creating fear, creating something within us. And the fact that we have these divisions, you know, a girl does this, a woman does that, or a race division. Oh, if you're black, or if you're Hispanic, or if you're this or that, or whatever you may be, or if you're this religion or that religion or whatever, then you're different from me. Well, let's go to the base here. We're all human beings. We all come from the earth. We are all beings of, we can define our neurology, our central nervous system, our musculature. We have all the same thing. And if we honor that, and again, and this is where use of words is important. What's the point in fighting anything? Let's go with what we want, what we love, what we know. Go with the opposite of what fighting something might be. Using language, for example, that is all negative. Don't do this. Don't do that. Okay, here's a good one. Don't think of pink elephants. Right now, don't think of pink elephants. What do you see in your mind?
Of course, you see a pink elephant.
Absolutely. So if I say, gee, focus on green grass, the smoothness of it, the color of it, focus on green, how does it feel? That is a completely different way of approaching the same thing. Why in the English language two negatives make a positive? You know, I mean, we can get into some real discernment on language here. Accents on different parts of the world, different parts of this country. How words are pronounced, the different words that are used. Driving here from Colorado, I saw so many negative things. You know, don't hit our workers, fine, penalty. We're really big on penalties. What if we focus on the positive, or again, probably use of the word positive and negative is inappropriate, but focus on that which we want. Keep our workers safe.
Exactly.
That's what I see really big time right now. And that fits in with the whole idea of whether or not girls or women or your color, your skin or your whatever it may be, is going to make a difference with separation and conflict. Because people have a perception that is unreal. It's an illusion. It's silly. And it creates chaos, conflict, separation, and the type of thing that we're seeing now with the violence out there. Just, it, you know, almost at home, you know, and domestic violence has been around. I mean, there's no doubt about that one. But, you know, when we focus on it rather than communion between us. That's the problem.
And yes, that communion is so important, the connection as opposed to the judgment and putting other people down. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. We don't have a lot of time, but I'm Dr. Jen Smith-Warfield with my guest, Constance DeAngelis, on Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom, BBM Global Network, and TuneIn Radio.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly-Lipe is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly-Lipe's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly-Lipe, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialipe.com or email her at pdlipe@gmail.com. French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Welcome back to Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom. I'm Dr. Janice Smith-Warfield with my guest, Constance DeAngelis. You're listening on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And, oh gosh, we could talk so much more about this whole business of stepping into one's power, women stepping into their power and their own identity. But Constance, actually, I'd like to give you a little time, if you'd like, to talk about your book, The Seven Laws of Inner Peace, or your workbook, Mindfulness Magnetizes Success. And you're also in the process of writing a book called Lost, and we haven't even talked about that horrible experience you had a year ago where you thought you might die.
Oh, my goodness, we didn't talk about that. That would be a good one. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research on concussions now because you would think, playing 3 years of middle linebacker, that if I were having concussions and all the diving and all of the hiking, I don't even want to get into all the sports I've done, but the canoeing and the water safety stuff and all that. But anyway, you would think I'd have a concussion some other time, right? No, I get to have it in Colorado. And it's really affected a lot. And so I would, we could do a whole show on traumatic brain injury. Oh, my goodness, it's really interesting. But I think the thing that is important is, first, we have to believe that we can do something. Or I shouldn't probably use the word do, that we are something, something more than just skin and bones and something that society told us about. And then we have to know it. We have to bring it home. We have to go that last part, and we have to affirm within our own minds. And again, mind is really important here. We have to coordinate. In the books that I'm writing, and I'm writing a book called Lost, which is the time when I played women's professional football, which was really a dramatic time period. Because it there were a lot of other things going on. Like, I finally got to college. I had had a child who died. I was in a domestic violence situation that I got out of. I had to raise a child on my own with no child support. I mean, all kinds of things. Okay, so we got some drama here, people. We got some drama. And then the whole idea then of the seven laws of inner peace is this was when I was in a quiet time, and all of a sudden I get these seven laws start coming into me, and I'm writing so darn fast because it's like, where did this come from? But boy, this is really cool stuff. And that's what gave rise, in a sense, to the seven laws of inner peace. I'm using those seven laws now for mindfulness magnetizing success, and that would be success in anything one wants to accomplish. And I'm going to do a sequel to the seven laws of inner peace, because we have stories in here of things that happened at that time, and that was a number of years ago. So now we've got more, we've got some more things.
I'm going to have to stop you. Okay. I forget, do you have a website you can refer people to for more information?
Well, actually, I think the Constance DeAngelis, which is Constance, Constance, and then it's DeAngelis.com.
Okay.
And I've got to be working on that too.
Okay. And I have to stop you here. Next week, I'm going to be doing the show, and I'll be talking more about effective use of language. I didn't get to that earlier. And also, I think I had promised you a discussion about using rage effectively. So this is Dr. Janet Smith Warfield. Join us next week and go to Constance's website. Constance DeAngelis was my guest today, Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
This has been Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom with your host, Dr. Janet Smith Warfield. Listen each week as Dr. Janet uses words in atypical ways to shift you into experiences beyond words and transforming turmoil into inner peace. Here on Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.